Question, Rabbi Isai, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, please, let's begin. I'm here to do two topics. We'll really do both. Hachnosas Orchim and Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, please. Rabbi Isai, recess is over. Let us resume with a Z. Resume for those that are online. Rabbi Isai, please. Okay, I'm prepared to say two topics. I want to speak about Hachnosas Orchim. And about the halacha of making a bracha hatoiva hametiv when one hears they had a son and a shechianu for a girl and maybe grandparents, when you hear that you had a grandchild or a great grandchild, you make this bracha swell. So I want to put that on hold for a moment because I want to discuss election day, at least for a moment. I find it to be fascinating, an incredible hashgacha process that we discovered last night. We learn in the evening Chumash Rashi Unklus. The shir is dwindling down on its last leg, but in the meantime, while it's still going, we learn.
It's not going down.
All right, halavai. So I want to repeat something. If everyone wants to join, we learn at 7:15. 7:15 on Zoom. On Zoom, we learn Chumash Rashi Unklus. So I want to repeat.
Coffee, cake, the
at home. So I want to discuss an observation and really repeat some things that we said yesterday. And really, not try to repeat, but just an observation that is an incredible thing. Where in the Torah do you find elections? Where do you find anything of electing an official to be appointed? So first of all, we have a principle of hafeich ba hafeich ba dekulaba. We know that it used to be the tradition of a rabbi. Today it's not really like that anymore, but it used to be in the olden days that a rabbi would deliver a sermon on Shabbos. A sermon is not a devar Torah. There's one thing to say over chidush a Torah, devar Torah, b'shal shudis. You say over some chassidus shavertlach, or you want to say something more elaborate. Shabbos used to be a time where very few rabbanim have the talent. Rabbi Mayevsky is from the few people, the last Mohegans, have a talent. It's a very special talent. Where a Rav, this was the role of a Rav. I don't know what happened. Where a Rav would analyze, would open up the newspaper, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, I don't know, Washington Post. These things already, these newspapers are woke. But in any event, you would study current events, and you would then look in the Torah, in the Parsha, to see that the events that are occurring right in front of our eyes, whether it's local, whether it's the community, the city, the state, the government, the whole world, suddenly of significance. What is happening in this world? We've been put in this world to be participants in society. And the world, you know, the world does its thing. We're a minority. There are approximately 8 billion people in this world. That's a very, very big number. Try to count to 8 billion. See how far you get. 8 billion people, and the Jewish people number approximately 15 million. I mean, it's astonishing how small we are, how what a minority we are in this world, and yet we take up all the news most of the time. 8 billion people, and the Jews really have their hands in everything. Anytime you find someone that does something amazing, there's always Jewish blood. 8 billion people, we're only 15 million people. The world goes on, the world does its thing, and we sit back and we watch, we're bewildered, and we want an approach, we want to understand a Torah hashkafa as to how to relate. We usually can't make much of a difference, okay? I'm not trying to promote a defeatist attitude, but the reality is, you know, there's only that much that we can do in this world. Most of the time we're just observers, we're just here for the ride, the world goes on as it goes on, and we read the news, we're entertained, we're worried, we're baffled.
Very few individuals have major influence.
Correct. The world is, there's a koyach that goes on in this world, but part of the life experience as a Jew is to understand the events of the world with a Torah hashkafa, to see the Yad Hashem in the events of this world. And that traditionally was the role of a Rav. The role of a Rav on Shabbos morning would get up, and there's a hashkafa that the events of the world play out during the Parshas HaShavua. If an event happens in the world, there's a war, between Ukraine and Russia and how it affects all the other countries of this world in the Parshas HaShavua. You don't have to go look the Parshas Bereishis and Parshas V'zos HaBracha. Right in front of us in the Parshas HaShavua, we can find insight in how to appreciate these events, understand these events with a hashkafa of Torah. And the one that would lead us in understanding these relating and connecting current events with a Torah hashkafa would be the Rav. Whoever person's Rav is, the Rav is usually talented to make that connection and to draw Musar, Hashkafa, Halacha from the Parsha relating to the current events. And those who are even more sophisticated were able to break down the events of the week, the events of the current events, into the Aliyos of the Parsha. There are seven Aliyos and there are 7 days of the week. Sunday corresponds to the first Aliyah. Monday corresponds to the second Aliyah. Tuesday corresponds to the third Aliyah, and so on. Shabbos corresponds to Shavi. And if a person really had Ruach HaKodesh, he would be able to see current events hidden, embedded in the actual Aliyah of the day. I gave you a very classic example of 9/11. 9/11 fell out on Tuesday of Parshas Nitzavim, where the events of the day are mamish in the third Aliyah. Parshas Nitzavim, the third Aliyah is V'amru Omo Osa. I'll actually might have a chumash in front of me just to bring out that point. And Parshas 9/11, 21 years ago. 21 years ago. It's been a long time. 21 years ago. Devadim Aschel Ekev, Shoeftim Kiseitse, Nitzavim. Okay, how could you deny this principle? Hafech v'hafech v'dekulu v'da hashkocha prodes. What are the chances that in the third Aliyah, ki atem yidatim eis asher yashavnu bi'eretz Mitzrayim, v'eis asher avarnu b'kerv ha'goyim asher avartem. We've been in America. America, you know, it's like, you know, the multiple cheers idea is that every generation, which nation is Mitzrayim? We don't know what these things mean, but v'atire shikutzeihem v'eis kibuliyem eitz v'evin kezis asher yimohem, pen yesh b'chem ish o yisho mishpocha v'shevet asher levoy fon hayom v'gufulu v'chulu. And then it goes on to say over here, V'choyah b'shamoy is divrei hola hazoy, is this curse. V'zbarach b'lvavoy v'chulu v'chulu. And then it goes on to say, Gofris v'omar hador ha'acharoin b'neichem asher yakumu mi'acharichem v'anachri asher yavo mi'eretz rechayka v'yoru'u es makois ha'oretz ahi, the makois of that land, v'es tachalu'eha asher chilo Hashem bo gofris v'melach sreifo chol arzo. Four major buildings. I mean, the Twin Towers, building number 7, the Pentagon, mamish, poof, a puff of smoke, kimapechas, stein, va'amoira, over 3,000 people were killed instantly. Planes. I mean, you're not going to say over here that it's not b'hashkocha protest that the third aliyah of the parashas hashavua. It's not a kosher baruch speaking to you. Hashavach Hashem b'yavu chamosav v'amru kol al me'osu Hashem kochal oritz hazels mechori afagel ozeh. Nu, what does it mean? I don't know. No one knows. You need gedolei yisrael rav mamish ruach hakodesh to explain. Understand what the Torah is trying to tell us, but you cannot ignore the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is definitely speaking to us, that this is the way that our the Amuna is that the current events are embedded in the Parashas HaShavua, and even to be more detailed, each Aliyah of the day is an event. Now therefore, with that Hakdama, today is election day. It's a big deal. It really is a very big deal. Because I don't have to tell you, talk politics, country, it's in our lifetime has never really been so divided, I don't think so, to such an extreme degree, where the hashkafas of some people are just baffling, and many will tell you that it's mamash mulchemes Hashem. And today there's an election, and the election doesn't just affect us here locally in Brooklyn, it affects the whole world. America, whether you like it or not, is the leader, a world power, a world leader. And there's no question that the results of the election have effects throughout the entire world. There's no question about it. There's no question. In so many dimensions, just be familiar with what's going on and with, you know, accountability. There's a lot of issues about accountability and about mamish issues relating to emuna b'Hashem and value of life. And America takes the lead. What goes on in America will eventually filter out to the entire world. There does hat the mea, hat the dea. There's no question. So today is a very significant day. It's a very significant day. And who knows? Hashem runs this world. Hashem runs this world. And it's very unique in world history. Where do you ever have in world history such a thing where people have the ability to choose, to elect, to appoint leaders, and to give them power? It's a very, very, very incredible concept. America has been an incredible blessing for Klal Yisrael since we've been here. There's never been a time where Klal Yisrael had more opportunity and freedom to serve Hashem, to daven, to learn, to live a Torah life completely unlimited. Unlimited in world history. Never, ever has there been such extreme freedom to serve Hashem on a scale like we have today, like in America. It's been an incredible bracha. Incredible bracha. And, you know, you look around what's going on, and people are very nervous. It's very frightening what goes on in this world. It's a very significant day for us and for Klal Yisrael. And where in the Torah do you find such a concept where people are elected, where you can appoint a leader to make a difference in this world? And the answer is Parshas Vayera. Which Aliyah? The third Aliyah. Which Pasuk? The very first Pasuk. The very first Pasuk of the third Aliyah. Today is Tuesday, and it's Parshas Vayera. The third Aliyah of the Parsha of Aliyah begins with the Pasuk. Begins with the Pasuk. 1 second. Vayera, turn all these pages, such a big parasha. Okay. Pasuk, beginning of Shlishi. Vayavohu shnei hamalochim sedoima. Bo'erev, they came to Stom in the evening, and who was there? Vilot Yoshev b'shahar sedoim. What does Rashi say on the words Vilot Yoshev b'shahar sedoim? Osa hayom. That day, Tuesday, it was election day. It was mamish election day. Oyso hayom, pasuk beis, velot Yoshev. There's a missing vav. It should say in the pasuk Yoshev with a vav. Let me find the pasuk. Velot Yoshev, Yoshav ksif. Oyso hayom minuhu. They appointed him. He was elected. It was election day. What are the chances? The whole Torah, what do you find in Torah? Elections. Moshe appointed judges. That wasn't really an election. That was, that was Ruach HaKodesh. What?
Maybe it was the dictator appointing. You don't
know. Okay, we don't know. Okay, I don't know. You're right. But it's the closest as he gets. It's pretty close.
Good enough.
I don't know who exactly elected him. Was it a government like an Eretz Yisrael in Britain? Was it an American, the president? What was a parliament? Was it the president? I don't know, but it does say these very interesting words. It says Yoshav Ksif, also Hayom, that day, Tuesday, Parshas Vayera. What?
It was a secret election because a lot said Avraham Chuse, lo yodin.
What?
Nobody knew.
No one knew. It was a secret. It doesn't say anything about a secret. It says, also hayoim minuhu, Mr. Goldberg, Shalom Aleichem. Mr. Goldberg, I learn with him every night. We learn Dafyomi every night together. What an honor. What an honor that Mr. Goldberg is here. Also hayoim minuhu, Shoifet Aleichem. I mean, isn't that amazing? The chances of this happening? The chances of yoim, hafoichba, dekulba, one of the only places in the entire Tanakh, where there was an appointment, okay, it doesn't tell us the details, what kind of election it was, but it does. What?
And who's going to win?
But it's a pella what it says here. Oysoy hayoyim. So there's what to learn.
Is that a rem? We're going to get a shaker for something.
Excuse me.
We're
I can't hear the sound. The sound is not. The sound is breaking up. Okay, let's go further. Also, I'm not. We're talking serious things here. Also, hayom minu shofet aleihem. You cannot deny the incredible hashgacha.
He's not talking to you, I don't think.
He is talking. Also, hayom minu shofet. Hafeichba dekulaba. You cannot ignore such a thing. Minuhu, he was appointed. He was appointed on that day to be the leader, to lead the people. And so we said yesterday a bit of a drush. I'll tell you, then I really want to say something else just to bring out this point. And we said, Rashi begins by telling us with the word Bo'erev. Why did Avram Avinu arrive in the evening? Why did the Malachim arrive in the evening? Rashi asks the question, the distance between Chevroin and Lot, it's around the corner. It shouldn't have taken, the Malachim went to go to Avraham, to be heal Avraham, and to be Mevaser, that Sarah Imein will have a child. So that took place in the early morning. So it should have taken a few minutes for the Malachim to go from Avraham and Chevron to go to Sodom. Why then does it say Bo'erev in the evening? So Rashi says because the Malachim were hoping maybe Avraham would be mispalel more, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected his prayers. Maybe Avraham would find an excuse, would find some technique, something in order to save the people of Sodom. They were Malachi Rachamim. This is Rashi and Chumash. Rashi says, Bo'erev v'chi kol kach hoyush o kach shol ha-malachim mechevim l'stom. Ela, Rashi Malachi Rachamim hoyu. U'mamtinim, they were deliberately stalling. Shema, maybe, Yuchol Avraham lelamed aleihem sanegoria. And then the next Rashi is Velod Yoshe Bishar Sodom. So I want to say a drush. And that is Avraham was successful in one last chance. They delayed. Avraham was being mispalel, and his tfilos resulted in that. On that day, they appointed Lot as the leader, as the shofet of over. What's the advantage? If you have in position a person who was trained by Avram Avinu, a Baal Chesed, Avram was the Amura Chesed. What was the Chet of Sodom? Hakitza Akosa Bo Elai Osu Kola. What does Rashi say? Hakitza Akosa. Why was the Gzar Din handed down to destroy Sodom? There was a Maisa Shahoya of Achnos Asorchim, of Gmilas Chasodim. The policy in Sodom was, we're going to fight poverty. How do we fight poverty? We eliminate all the poor people. That's what the policy was. We do not tolerate homeless people. People that are poor, and the way we do is very simple. We kill them.
You put them on buses and you send them to another city.
They did worse. They completely eliminated them. And the rule was you're not allowed to give tzedakah. And memela, the poor people will just starve to death. They will just die in the street. That was the law. What happened? There was a poor man, a homeless person, and he didn't die. He did not die. He just kept on being. Every day you come out, there he is. He's alive. What's going on? The policy, the law is homeless people, poor people, you're not allowed to give charity. It's not good for society. Poor people have to die. And this poor man is alive. So they made an investigation. What did they discover? They discovered there was a young girl. Some say there was Lot's daughter. There was a young girl that was secretly feeding this poor person, throwing him some breadcrumbs in the middle of the night. So they took this daughter, this girl, and they made an example out of her. They took her and they smeared her body with honey, and they had the bees come and sting her, and they publicly executed her. How dare you feed the poor? How dare you? Poor people have to die. They're a burden to society. They milk the system, and poor people have to be eliminated. How dare you go against the Department of Justice? How dare you? You have to be destroyed and eliminated, and they killed her. So when that happened, in Shemayim, they were goyzer, Sodom is a place of Rishoim, v'anshei Sodom ro'im v'chatohim la'Hashem ma'oid ro'im begufam v'chatohim b'memoinam. They have to be destroyed. Lot, so Avraham Avinu said, don't destroy them, maybe we can find a solution. Lot was, Avraham was mispalel, 50, 40, 30, 20, didn't work. Okay, it's over. Malachim, we have to now go destroy. Maybe Avraham Avinu, maybe he can still pull off some magic. maybe we'll come back. And indeed he did. Avraham Avinu succeeded. His koyach of tefillah resulted in, they delayed, and it was election day. And the last candidate you would ever could imagine, somehow, miraculously, people had a change of heart, and they elected in the evening, 9 o'clock, the polls closed, 9 o'clock. And guess what? Guess who won the election? Lot. Lot became the president. Lot, there could not be a better person in the entire world to serve as their leader, to save them from the Gzar Din in HaShemayim for Churban. Because the Gzar Din in HaShemayim for Churban was because they did not do Chesed. They looked at the poor people as a burden, and poor people had to be executed, destroyed, eliminated. And if a person did Chesed, that person was killed. The young girl, Lot, there's no person in the world that's a better person to teach Chesed than Lot. Lot was a citizen, and Lot was trained by the best, by Avraham Avinu. And Taka, that's what it says. What was Lot doing? He was standing outside looking for guests. And Rashi says he was trained. So what was the expectation now?
He had no influence.
That's not the problem. That's the drush. What was the expectation? Lot became the president of the country. The country was the gzera was churban, because there's no chesed. Lot now became in charge. Here's the drush. It was now Lot's role to take the lead and to get up and make a State of the Union address and declare, we're changing, I'm your leader. If you have invested in me, you have trusted me, you appointed me, you put your confidence in me to be your shofet, I hereby declare executive order, we're going to have a change of policy. This nation is going to be a nation of chesed. We're going to change our policy. Lot, this was the last straw, the last chance. They waited until the Erev. They waited until the election results came in. Miracle of miracles. People, maybe we should try a different Mahalach. They elected Lot. It was the Erev. It was the Erev. What does the Pasuk say? Vayivoshnei amlachim sudayma bo'erev. They waited. They were piled. They wait. And now, v'lot yoshe b'shar sedom. Look at that. The Malachim did not yet destroy this country. They waited. And now there's a new opportunity to save the country. The gzer was because there's no chesed. Lot was just appointed. The malachim were right. Wait. What was the expectation now? Lot will get up and say, Rabbeisai, in this country there's a new policy. The policy of chesed. Chesed. And Lot came that close. Vayar loit vayokam likrosan. Lot says, let's do chesed. He sees guests coming. He gets up to greet them. Vayishtachu apayim artza. He's about to go make that public speech. We're going to do chesed. Rashi on this pasuk says, pasuk aleph. Rashi says, vayar lot mibeis avrom lomad. He's the leader of Sodom. Who better? Who better can be the one to save Sodom? Lomad lachazor al ha'orchim. So what went wrong? Lot was a wimp. He didn't want to take his power and the faith that people put into him to implement a policy of chesed. And you know what he did? He said, I'm a person of chesed. But for this country, they're not ready yet. And look what he said in the next pasuk. Vayomer! Hine no Adonai, my masters, my guests. And here is the churban of Lot. He said one word, Suru, don't come into my house through the front door. Come into my house surreptitiously through the back door. Go around the back. No one should see you. Don't wash your feet. Linu. And then tomorrow, Virachatsu, because in case someone comes, they shouldn't think that you were here too long. And by the way, leave here under the cover of darkness. V'hishkamtem v'alachtem l'darkechem. He blew it. He had a golden opportunity. If Lot would have gotten up that night and said to the Malachim, and called all the camera crews, the media, and said, I'm the new leader. You appointed me to be the shofet. You've invested in me, you've trusted me. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to do chesed. We're going to do chesed. And he would be proud to do chesed. Maybe the people would have given it a shot. But instead, what did he do? He said, business as usual. I'm not changing any law. All the criminals go free. We don't believe in God here. We don't believe in chesed. Me personally, surreptitiously, I'll do chesed because that's in my blood. Avraham Avinu, he taught me, so I'll do because that's who I am. But for the country, no. The country, business as usual. He was weak. He didn't show conviction to take advantage of his training, his education, his knowledge of how this world works, Olam Chesed Yibaneh, and take advantage of the power that he has, the tools that the country have given him. They appointed him to be the shofet. They appointed him to be a leader. Take advantage of that power that you have and take advantage of the knowledge of being a student of Avraham Avinu to change society. No, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of my religion. I'm embarrassed that I believe in God. I'm embarrassed that I value kindness. I'm embarrassed. So Malachim, Suna, come to the back. Come to the back of the basement. Get out of here before sunrise, before the camera crews come to interview me. Get out of here. Don't wash your feet. What are you embarrassed of? You're the president. You have hashkocha pratis. Everything is working out. The city's going to be destroyed. You have hashkocha pratis. The malachim should have destroyed the city 9 o'clock in the morning. They waited and knew maybe Lot will get in. Lot will become the president. If there's anyone who knows how to change this country for good, to teach them chesed, it's Lot. And they wait until the erev. And Lot won the election. And now Lot has an opportunity. The malachim are coming. Publicly greet them. Teach the country chesed. No. There's no chesed here. These people, you're hopeless. You don't believe in your people. See, that's part of the problem. It's a big problem. It's a problem when the people don't believe in their leader, but it's a bigger problem when the leader doesn't believe in his people, when he doesn't think he can change them and make them better, raise them higher. Chesed. Lot failed miserably in his position, his authority, in his what he could have done at this moment in time. He was corrupt. Vayismamor, Rashi says, Al Isk, he don't want to leave so quick because of the money. He's going to lose money. Why am I in politics? I became the leader just to steal all your money. Soon will come a time when you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. And you'll be happy. What that really means is soon will come when I'll own everything and I'll be happy when the leader is corrupt. Vayismamo, he didn't want to leave because of the money. It's a tragic, tragic story. The story of Lot is a tragic story, and it's Bahashkocha Pratis. We're reading this today, Yom Shlishi, Parsh Vayera, the first Pasuk. Osa Hayoim Nismane, on that day. And here it's Tuesday, election day in America. It's a big election. It's a lot of things are at stake over here. A lot of things. People don't even appreciate how many things are at stake over here because everything is censored in the media. Everything, and it's mamish, the difference of bin achayim v'hamoves. And it's not just here in Brooklyn. It's the entire world. America leads. America leads the world in many ways. The whole world is paying attention. Haloi dover. It's a day of opportunity. And listen, like we say, we're just 15 million people. There's a whole world. I mean, we're just here watching the show. What does all of this mean anyway? I certainly have no idea.
Those who say that you see everything in that day's job, the learning is dark. What's a promise? What's not a promise? It's all made up.
Politicians.
It could be everything. It's
Yodois, kinuyim. It's all baloney. It's all baloney. Politics is the world of make-believe. Worse. All right. Now, let's even go further. Now, this is a very popular Levard. This is the same idea of leadership. This is something which all the Mepharshim say, but I'll just review once we're discussing this topic. What happens immediately after this story? The very next story of the Churban of Sodom is Avraham. He goes to the land of Plishtim. There's a famine. Is that what it says in the Pasuk?
Not Lot.
After the story of Lot, his daughters. Lot does his thing. Vayisa misham Avraham Artsa Hanegev because of the bad reputation. Because Avram Vinu, because what Lot did with his daughters, Rashi says Lot lived with his daughters, and people were saying, Avram, you're his relative. Avram
went to Gerar.
And there, who does he meet? He says to his wife, Avram El Sari Ishtoi Achoy Sihi. I'm not giving you a choice this time. He doesn't say like when he went to Egypt, he said, Imri no, please, Sarah, when we come to Egypt, tell the people that you're my sister. Avram this time says this, I'm not giving you a choice. This time you don't have a choice. You're going to say that you are my sister because the people over here, the same thing is going to repeat itself all over again. They're going to take you. They're going to kill me. And therefore, we have to make believe that we're brother and sister. And what happens? And the same thing happens. Avimelech takes Sarah, and the Malach punishes Avimelech, and then Avimelech understands that they're really husband and wife, and the whole story plays out. At the end of the story, Avimelech says to Avram, listen, now that we know the truth, v'chulu v'chulu, you might as well stay put. Here, stay, live with us. Don't go anywhere. Stay, and the whole story is over. Avimelech says, hinei artzi lefonecha. Batoiv be'einecha shev. Stay put. So many of the commentators, they take note that when this same story happened back in Parashas Lech Lecha with Paro, at the end of the story, Paro says to Avram, get out. Kach volech. Don't stay here even one more second. Pick yourself up and get out of here. Kach volech. Paro said with him, servants, get out of here. I don't want you to stay in this land one more moment. In Mitzrayim. So what's the chilek? What's the chilek between Egypt and the land of Plishtim? What's the difference between Avimelech and Paro? So the Mepharshim says, so it's also written very nicely in that new sefer that I'm using a lot, Shleimim Mitzion. From Ben Sion Felder, who I've learned a lot more about recently. It seems like this sefer has made a pretty big impact. People are talking about it a lot. And he writes up this whole sugya very, very beautifully. They write it up. And basically, what he says is that in the land of Gerar, in Avimelech, they had a very sophisticated system of justice. It was a civilized land. There were courts, there was laws, they had enormous sophistication in mishpat, crime. There was no crime. People, there were laws, there was a society, the society was vibrant, there was an economy. It was a very sophisticated country. You can't just do a crime. You have nothing to worry about. Egypt was a land of pure corruption. That was the modus operandi. Everything was thoroughly corrupt. Paro was realistic, and Paro said, "Avram, you came here. I thought you thought this was your sister. I took her. Now that the secret is out, I'm telling you for your own benefit, you better get out of here because they're going to kill you. If not me, someone else. Because this country is thoroughly corrupt." Paro admitted at face value, "We have no laws here. This is like Afghanistan. This is the Taliban. This country is the Taliban. There's no laws here. It's just survival of the fittest. And if you stay here for one more moment, someone else is going to take your wife. People are shetufei zima. There are no sets of laws." Avimelech lived in a very different country. He said to Avram Avinu, "Hagoy gam tzadik taharoig." He claimed that with tzadikim, it's not just I'm a tzadik, I did nothing to your wife. He said literally about the whole nation, "Hagoy gam tzadik." You're in a country of laws. Like America, there are laws. There's a justice department. There are local courts. There are state courts. There are federal government. We don't abuse people. It's a Bill of Rights. You've come to a country where there's a Bill of Rights. You know, Israel, there's no Bill of Rights. You don't want to break the law in Israel. You break the law in Israel, you're in a lot of trouble. People don't know that. People make a very big mistake. They go to Israel. They think in Israel you can behave like you're in America. In America, it used to be, not anymore, but in America, you can do whatever you want. Eventually, someone will come to your rescue. In Israel, you break the law and the government doesn't like you, you're doomed. You're finished. There's no Bill of Rights. You have no rights in Israel. They can do to you in Israel whatever they want. The government, and in America, unfortunately, there's a lot of abuse in America lately. But in America, at least, there's a constitution, there's a Bill of Rights. It's a very unique thing. Avimelech said, you know, we're not like Egypt. In Egypt, there's no Bill of Rights. There are no laws. There's only bribes and corruption and Zima. So you better get out of here. Kach v'lech. In the Gror, we have a Bill of Rights. We're a nation of tzaddikim. Hagoy gam tzaddik taharoig. Avraham Avinu, I'm angry at you. You did something illegal. You didn't file the right documents on your documents, your passport. It says that your brother and sister. That was a lie. You committed a crime. You shouldn't have worried. If you would have said that she's your wife, you would have said then nothing would have happened to you, because we have a Bill of Rights and there are lawyers and there's a whole network of checks and balances, and there's nothing to worry about. And now, even after you've been proven guilty, you've committed this crime, and this whole thing came about. Listen, to prove the point of what good people we are, stick it out. Stay here. We have give you a beautiful, beautiful government programs. Stay in the land. The Tuv Aretz Lefanecha. Tuv is Begematria, food stamps, Medicare, Section 8. You name it. Mituv Aretz. That's what he says. Come, enjoy all of the government benefits, entitlements. Who put in the Democrats? They're the ones who put all these policies. Social Security, come. Avram will get Social Security. You'll get all the benefits. You can learn in Koilel. Mituv Haaretz. Even though you did a terrible Avera, when you came into this country, you came with fake passports. And that is a very illegal activity, fake passport, declaring you to be brother and sister. And for that, you should have been locked up. You had a good lawyer. You got out of it. You can stay here now and enjoy a wonderful pension in this country, Social Security, Mituv Haaretz. And Avraham Avinu, now you have to contrast this. It's amazing because this story takes place juxtaposed to Sodom. And Sodom, it says, the perish in the pasuk, the anshe Sodom, chatoim rohim v'chatoim l'Hashem oid. It was a nation of chatoim v'roim. The land of Canaan, the land of Plishtim, Gror, was Goy Gam Tzadik. Look at the contrast of these two cultures. Avram spent time dealing with Sodom. Anoshim Chatoim V'Roim. And now he spends time in a country, Hagoy Gam Tzadik. Hagoy Gam Tzadik. And before, he was in Egypt. He was, what would you call the Egyptians? Shetuf Ezimach. How do you define the Egyptians? The Ervas Aretz. What does it say about the land over there? I don't know. And Avimelech says that here you don't have no problems in here. And yet Avraham says, I have here bigger problems. Even though Itaka, compared to Sodom, they were Chatoim Roshoim, Chatoim Veroim. And here it's a Goy Gam Tzadik. But you have a mila here, a chasarin, that I don't have anywhere else. And that is rak ein yiras Elohim b'makom hazeh. It's amazing. It doesn't say that about Sodom, and it doesn't say that about Egypt. Now, what do you make of that? Does it mean that in Egypt there was yiras Elohim? Hard to say that. But I don't know, but it doesn't say it. It doesn't say about Sodom, there's no Yiras Elohim. It doesn't say that. It says about Gerar, It says about the goy gam tzadik, rak ein yiras elokim b'makoyim hazeh. Pella. Sodom chatoim v'royim. Royim v'chatoim. Evil. B'guf b'mamon. Evil people. Egypt, kach v'leich. Take your wife and get out of here. Get out of here. Yet it doesn't say about Egypt it's a mokoim of ain. What? No, Gror it says. In Gror, in Avimelech, it says, Rak ein yiras Elohim b'mokoim hazeh. The nation that it says, the goy gam tzadik, it says, ein yiras Elohim. V'haraguni al devar ishti. About Egypt, it doesn't say that. Egypt is called the Erva Asoretz. We couldn't survive there one more moment. We would have been swallowed alive. But it doesn't say Rak ein yiras Elohim b'mokoim hazeh.
So the other two places, Mitzrayim and Sodom, they were so bad that nothing could ever redeem them. Gror, even though...
I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know if you could say that. I'm trying to say the opposite. Yeah. I'm saying there are a lot of very big people who are big Yerushalayim. We know about this. The people that are Yerushalayim, they really are Yerushalayim. And they do have errors. They're nichshol. Just because a big tzaddik is caught in the news, we always say this about people in life that make two mistakes. When you grow up, you're brainwashed that the gedolim are mamish malachi elokim. They brainwash you. It's a rosh shiva, a rav. The mamish malachi elokim, they never make a mistake. And then you wake up one day and you realize, you know, it's a big mistake. They taught me sheker. They told me that the Rosh Hashiva never does an Avera. And I'm so disappointed. He does big Averas. He does. I discovered that he has major deficiencies. Major deficiencies. People that you look up to be as big Gedolei Yisrael, they have Chesroinus. Sometimes big Chesroinus. Wow, I was brainwashed that they have Ruach HaKodesh, and you see now they made big mistakes. Okay, Enochanami, strike one. You made a mistake. They taught you wrong. Then everyone falls for the next mistake. Once I discover that this Gadol, who the world bows down to, is deficient, that means he's not a Gadol. He's not a Gadol. He's a lowlife. He's a nothing. That's the second mistake. Just because it's taka true that he makes mistakes and he's not perfect and he has a lot of major chesroinos, he's still a Gadol. He's still a tzaddik. If the fact that the tzibur looks up to him for something, obviously he has a quality that makes him a gadol. Nu, he has chesroinus. He can have some big chesroinus. But obviously he has something that makes him a gadol. And for you to now say that because he has a chesroin that he's no longer a gadol and just wash him away, that's also a mistake. You have to put everything in the proper perspective, proper balance. The place of Egypt and the place of Sodom were obviously problematic. Avimelech told Avram, "You better get out of here because they're gonna do here to your wife. Who knows what?" Sodom was destroyed. The proof is in the pudding. It was destroyed. Yet. It doesn't say about Sodom and Mitzrayim, Rak in Yiras Elohim b'mokoyim hazeh. Mo Hashem Elokecha shoyel me'imach, ki im liyira oisai. Hashem wants you to fear him. These places, we don't know. Did they have Yiras Shemayim? Did they not have Yiras Shemayim? One thing we do know, they blew it big time. And they were destroyed.
The
Pasuk says,
Roim
v'chatron
l'Hashem,
right, by
stone. So
where's it putting the word l'Hashem? To me, that means that's the antithesis of Yerushalayim. They know there's an Hashem, right?
But they don't do it.
Yoideh, and they have kavana to rebel against him. You could be 100% correct. I'm just throwing out an idea. I don't know the answer. It could be you're right. I don't know. I just want to make the observation of three societies. The society of Egypt, the society of Sodom and the society of Gerar. The society of Egypt was thoroughly corrupt. Erev HaSaaretz, Avimelech, Paro told Avram, Kach Volech, get out. The people here are gonna destroy you. Sodom was destroyed. He comes to Gerar. Avimelech says, Hagoy gam tzadik taharoik, which at face value means we are a very good country. We have laws. We have a bill of rights. We have checks and balances. Everything in this country is perfect. You have nothing to worry about. Even though you, Avraham, you're the criminal, you entered the country with fake passports, which is a grave sin to misidentify who you are, brother and sister, and you're the criminal here. We're a good country. We're so good. Mituv haaretz, shave. Sit in the country, even after your crime has been exposed. I'm telling you, you can still sit here and benefit from the tuv haaretz. Don't leave us. Stay here. Have all the benefits of the country, even after the crime that you've committed. And we are a nation, a goy gam tzadik. And yet Avram says to him, this is the worst of them all, this country. The worst of it all. Because rak ein yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh v'haroguni al devar ishti. And you'll use all of your benefits, your checks and balances, and all of your system that you believe is to be fair and just and righteous, you'll use it against me in the most corrupt way possible because of your agenda. And so what is the lesson? The lesson is, at the end of the day, when you appoint people to be in a position of leadership, like Sodom had the saving grace, at one last chance to survive, v'loid yoshev b'shar Sodom. If there was one person who had a shaychus of yiras Elokim, it was Lot. Lot was the closest person to Avram, whom it says, ato yodati ki yirei Elokim oto. V'lechasachtas binchas yichitcha asher hafta mimeni. Avram Avinu is the only person in the Torah whom it says, ato yodati yirei Elokim. Now, it happened a little bit later, okay, the Akedah, but obviously, Avram Avinu was the person who epitomized yiras Elokim. And Lot was his protege. I mean, Lot, Vayikach Avram es Lot. Lot accompanied Avram. Lot was the closest thing you had to Yiras Elokim. V'Lot Yoshei Bishar Sidoim. Avimelech the Goy Gam Tzadik, you could have it all. You have it all. Rak Ein Yiras Elokim B'Mokoyim Hazeh. In Sodom there was Yiras Elokim. There was Lot. Lot Yoshev Bishar Sodom. Lot was appointed to be the Shofet. Lot is the closest thing you're going to have in leadership of Yiras Elokim. If Lot is the nephew of Avram and Avram trained him, Lot is the closest thing of Yiras Elokim. Where did go wrong, Sodom? He didn't take advantage. He didn't use the power that he had to spread Yiras Elokim. In Gerar, they had a beautiful country with a sophisticated system of justice and a bill of rights, the Goy Gam Tzadik, but there was no Yiras Elokim. If you want to survive, you have to have both of them together. You have to have the Goy Gam Tzadik, a system of justice, of mishpat, bill of rights, and laws, but you also need to have leaders that have Yiras Elokim. You need them both. You need to have both together.
So you have to go out and vote.
You have to vote with people that have epis, Yiras Shamayim. Because if you don't have a shtickle Yiras Shamayim, what do you got?
Epis or
ephes? Epis. Epis. A goy also can have a shtickle Yiras Shamayim. Some degree of morality. And if we don't, then we're in a lot of trouble. Hashem Yirachim.
Permission, I'm not going to say that.